Thank you, Master. Thank you for the day you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please be seated. Oh Lord, Lord of the deeds of your work. The major aim of testimony is the dissolution of doubt and the installation of faith. This is the 6 month with her that was called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible. When Mary heard that, you say, all right, if that is correct, then let it be to me according to your faith. We have had very drastic testimonies today. And there is this one I still want us to hear. Please place it on the screen. After that, I will call husband and wife forward. But this happened commanding the day, midnight prayer. The most complicated obstetrics and gynecology situation I have ever seen or heard. And then, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist professor of gynecology was in the first service, and he also testified that in his 30 years of practice, he hasn't seen a thing like that or heard. Can you place the testimony on the screen now? Let's go. Larry Bauer, Lagos, Nigeria, said, Calvary greetings to this amazing commanded Emina prayer family. I've come to glorify God because He's indeed merciful. Within 13 years, I have had over 20 recurrent miscarriages. 13 years. Of between 7 weeks to 11 weeks, natural conception. 20 miscarriages in 13 years. Aside from miscarriages of 12 cycles of IVF, PGD, due to the recurrent acute and chronic excruciating low abdominal razor piercing pains. Several MRIs were done, but nothing was seen. Rather, they will always query PID as the cause. Pelvic inflammatory disease. By December 2018, I was already getting bloated, swollen legs, couldn't walk, spotting daily nonstop. Low blood count of 8 grams per DL. And my heart had already started failing. I was immediately flown out. My fertility specialist in Dubai demanded an urgent diagnostic laparoscopy and hysteroscopy, which they said would take an hour or an hour and a half. But it took them 16 hours. Diagnostic laparoscopy and hysteroscopy took them 16 hours. She was diagnosed with the following: endometriosis stage 4, adenomyosis stage 4, multiple endometriomas, chocolate cysts on both ovaries, fused organs, bile bladder uterus, all frozen pelvis,
good abdomen,
diaphragm, liver and abdominal wall, all frozen together. Nerve damage, neuropathy, uterine septum. How will it carry a child? Elevated NK cell, natural killer cells. Enlarged heart. IBS, obstructive colitis. Retroverted uterus. Uterus turned backward. Battling cyst, cystitis. Talus cysts. The endometriosis lesions had implanted in her cervix, vagina, deep nerve, in which she had nerve rupture. So, uterine tissue, endometrial tissue was now found in the cervix, found in the vagina. That is, what should be found in the womb was found all the way down and even in some nerves. Endometrial tissue found in the lungs. The tissue of the womb was found in the lungs. And head where?
Head.
And head. The adhesions that formed on her abdominal pelvic cavity, surrounding her reproductive organs and caused scarring within the ovaries, fallopian tubes, uterus, small intestines, ureter, colon, pelvic sidewall. What is left? Between the bowel rectum and the rectovaginal septum. Causing pains, bowel obstructions, and many other things. From 2019 to 2024, she's been on strong opioids. Strong opioids. For pain. Daily medications, injections, infusions. She's undergone several surgeries and continuous monthly drainage of hemorrhagic cysts and some seizures of chemotherapy. She's been on admission every month of each of these years, almost all through each month, fighting to leave. Specialists in Dubai advise her to seek a second opinion from Dr. Thomas Second, the MD of Second Endometriosis Center. It's a center for endometriosis care in New York. For the last resort on the disease, which is a total hysterectomy, with salpingeal oophorectomy. That is, remove the whole womb, remove the fallopian tubes, and remove all the ovaries. All, total, radical. Eh? And further treatment to preserve her life, which will cost above $100,000. She was sourcing for the money and preparing to go for the surgery when her word came from the altar on the 9th of July, captivity turnaround. Hey! My father in the Lord started with a nerve pain, sciatic, I see you. He arrested every form of pain in the body and commanded every form of growth and lump to melt. He said he wouldn't die like the others died. He said also is healed, acute abdomen and intestinal obstruction is reversed. Then followed by ovarian cyst, saying he sees a H name. And lastly, endometriosis with an L name involved. It is over. I am Hanatu, that's the H, Larai, that is L. Sir, the Lord has healed me, made me whole. I am delivered. I am now doing what I couldn't do before without pain. I am trusting God for a completion and manifestation of what He started with a confirmation of supernatural conception and delivery to the glory of His name. Thank you, Jesus.
And the declaration is
I've never heard a combination of medical situation like this in my life. I have never heard anything like this in my life. In my life. I'm not sure if there are doctors who have heard all of this together before. Let's see the declaration. Ovarian cyst is healed with polycystic ovarian syndrome with hyperprolactinemia. One person. In the name of Jesus, it is arrested forever. There is an H name involved in this, among others. It is arrested. Go check yourself. The ovarian cyst is melted. Polycystic ovarian syndrome is gone. Breast milk flow is over forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Endometriosis. I arrest endometriosis. Endometrial tissue in other parts of your body, umbilicus and so on, and parts of your body bleeding during your menstrual cycle. I declare endometriosis over in the name of Jesus. An L name with an endometriotic condition. I declare it is arrested. Go check yourself. It will be confirmed.
H and L name, Hanatu Larai. And here she is this morning. Give the Lord a praise with her husband. Go ahead and give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am. The Rose of Sharon. The examination lab results are all there from the Echo or the Beijing Hospital, Plaza Hospital. Everything all the way, the Chinese hospitals, medications, everything that she was on. Everybody be up on your feet standing. You have never heard a case like this all your life. She testified full blast in the first service. She was on morphine. She was on petidine. She was on pentazocine. Morphine is the highest painkiller you can give to anybody. And it didn't relieve her of the pain. She was in pain permanently for years. This declaration came 9 days ago, right? 12 days ago.
the last 12 days has been the only days of her life since this thing started that she has been pain free. She has not taken a Panadol in the last 12 days. What the morphine could not handle. She was constipated. She had to put hand in her female system to try to push stool out from the other side.
After sitting over hot water, but steam.
We are just saying it for you so that we don't labor you to go through it again the second time. The chief of administration of the Nigerian Army, 2023, was aware of her case. It came to his table. When it was time for her to go to New York, he stood in the service here to testify about the case. Only God could do a thing like this. Everything together is contrary. Contrary to conception. Contrary. Uterine septum. You can imagine, just consider a balloon that had a wall inside. Where the womb should carry the child, then it has a wall inside.
Come together.
Now, endometriosis, where she said that there was endometriotic tissue on the head, endometriotic tissue on the lycus, in the lungs, and in the nerves. This is the meaning. Every time she's menstruating, blood is coming from the head. The same menstruum that is coming from down here is coming from anywhere that tissue is. So she's bleeding from the head, she's bleeding from the abdomen, she's bleeding into the lungs. What did you do when the bleedings were coming, especially from the head? Can you imagine menstruating from the head? What happened?
I was on serious... I had to be sedated because it comes with pains.
The bleeding from the head.
Yes. So when I stopped, because from day one of the menstruation to ovulation, it ends, I only have 2 days period to rest, then the pain continues. So before the one for this month is healing, another one comes. So it's been a continuous one till my word came. And I'm surprised that I just have small scar here that's remaining, because it would dry up, then another one would come. It will now become a sore like that.
Only God.
She said the scalp has healed. Her hair is growing back.
Only God even helped you from not having respiratory arrest because bleeding into the lungs. Did they ever drain the lungs?
But they've been draining.
They've been draining the lung.
Yes. From the ovaries.
The chest tube.
Yes.
Hi.
Large heart.
That's right. The reason why you
and
had
high blood pressure.
And high blood pressure. All came along with it.
Now there's no high blood pressure. Blood pressure is normal.
Everything is normal. No paracetamol, nothing.
A new human being.
A new. Are you just. What a mighty God we serve. You are the mighty God. The great I am. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. And Jehovah is your
Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, you are the unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Two more times. You are the unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. If you can do this, there is nothing you cannot do. Father, give a visitation to everyone, everyone, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every child, every adult that is in need of a testimony. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. Be upstanding. This is one of the best husbands anybody can have. The woman said, just let me go. Just let me go. Tell us, give us at least, say something. In all of this, what was your confidence? How did you feel?
All these years, I've been a man that have trusted in God all my life. Whatever I've become today, it has been God all the way. And therefore, I knew that there was nothing impossible with Him. I tell people that I don't like taking theories. Whatever you hear me say, I have seen it, I have heard it, I have seen it work. And so because of that, I'm telling her, I think my own day of testimony will come, but there is one thing that I kept trusting God for. I said, this woman, have faith in you. Even if you're not going to do anything, for the sake of her faith, heal her. And so I believe that it was going to come. And so anytime she said, I'm tired. I say, of course, I know you are tired. What do you want to do? What you're going through is not ordinary. if it was ordinary, maybe somehow you will have gone. But you are still here because we must, the world was here about you.
And the world is here now. He told her, I said, hold on, your word is coming. When she heard his name.
Don't worry, your word is coming. A word is coming for you very soon. In fact, this issue, the issue of going to US, it just came, I think, like 4 days before this declaration.
Oh, wow.
He said, how much money? He said, this amount.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
This going to US for
yes.
The
other one was the Dubai.
Bilateral salpingo
yes,
for
yes, the one that, army,
to, that
army,
had to be done yes, in
yes,
New York.
Yes. It was just
before.
4 days before this
and
declaration.
And they were checking the $100,000.
Yes, we were looking for the money. And so...
And the healing happened.
And the word came.
Oh. And the word and the came word, and commanded.
And the word
the
came. And what else can anybody say?
That is, get there to go to New York. Let them remove your two fallopian tubes. Remove the whole of the womb. Remove the whole of the, all the egg. The ovaries, the two ovaries. Maybe you will rest. 4 days... After that decree came, then the word came on commanding the David that she has not gone to the New York yet. Are you just standing and looking like that?
Yakari,
hallelujah. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them it is finished. It is finished. It is give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. God has been blowing our minds, and He's still telling us we have seen nothing yet. Give the Lord a praise as we take your seat. The next thing is a double for trouble and triple for tribulation testimony.
Fire.
Coming with their multiple children. Give the Lord the praise because the Alpha is the Omega.
Amen.
He initiates only the things He will perfect. If He will not Omega it, He will not Alpha it. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, within the time that we have, because we will still do spiritual irrigation this morning. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9, all the way to verse 13. After this manner, therefore pray ye our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Go on ahead, General, sit down. The profit, the dividends of prayer, part three. We began by seeing, and our objective actually is understanding the dividends of prayer. We started this message from midweek service. The Bible made it clear that the process of prayer is a process of seeking God. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. The process of prayer is the process of seeking God. And the Bible said that seeking God comes with rewards. Hebrews 11:6. He said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So to seek God at the place of prayer is to be rewarded with answers. To seek God at the place of prayer is to be rewarded with results. The question is, what are the rewards of seeking God in prayer? What are the rewards? Number one, starting from Wednesday, we saw number one as access to supernatural power and authority. Prayer people are kingdom power brokers. Access to supernatural power and authority. This was last week, Wednesday. Number two is access to vision, revelation, and direction. You are the junction of life. You want to know which way to go. The place of prayer is the place to go. Access to vision, revelation, direction. Number three is access to ancient mantles. You connect with mantles that existed before your time. Access to ancient mantles. Number four is access to spiritual capacity enlargement. Prayer enlarges our capacity. Can turn an individual to an institution. Access to spiritual capacity enlargement. Number five, where we stopped on Wednesday, is the privilege of life and character transformation. The privilege of life and character transformation. We proceeded further in this first service today. We looked at number six, which is the guarantee of victory in battle. The guarantee of victory in battle. Men and women who understand the language of prayer are men and women who understand victory in battle. We looked through scripture and we also saw contemporary times or historic times where victory was won. Queen Elizabeth I and several of them that were in the first service. Number seven is the enforcement of divine promises and prophecies. The place of prayer gives us the capacity to cause prophecy to come to pass by force.
God said it, you enforce it at the altar of prayer. Enforcing divine promises and prophecies. And number 8, it is a privilege of intimacy with God. Men who pray, women who pray, they have a stand with God. That was where we stopped in the first service. We did the first 5 in midweek service and 6, 7, 8 in the first service. Now, number 9 is influencing territories and nations positively. Prayer gives people the capacity to influence territories and nations positively. People of prayer are generational influencers. They have the capacity to influence. People of prayer are positive influencers of families, of territories, of nations. Let me say this. A very critical point that I think we need to know, and that is, prayer people change climates and verdicts over territories, over nations, over families. They change climates, they change verdicts, they change climates, they change verdicts over territories, over nations, over families. There was a verdict example in the days of Queen Esther, where the whole of the Jews in Persian Empire were to be eliminated. In Esther chapter 6, chapter 4 and in verse 6, 16, Esther went before Mordecai and said, go gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan. And fast ye for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. The verdict was changed because someone prayed. Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10, he changed the climate over Persian. The empire of Persia. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house when it was said that nobody should pray to any other god. His windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. The outcome was that he went into the lion's den. But when he came out of the lion's den, in verse 25 of Daniel chapter 6, verse 25 to verse 28. Then the king Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel, this Daniel, prospered in the reign of Darius. I make a decree that they fear the God of Daniel. Somebody standing, seated here this morning, I decree to you, your prayer is going to change the climate of your office. Is going to change the verdicts in your family. Is going to change the situation in your nation. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Throughout history, we've seen people who changed and shaped history at the altar of prayer. In America, we had the president called John Adams. who declared a solemn day of humiliation, fasting and prayer on May the 9th, second president of America, 1798, during the Quasi War with France. He declared a solemn humiliation, fasting and prayer, and that shaped and changed the whole of that situation. James Madison, American president, declared a day of fasting and prayer on January 12th, 1815, the fourth president, during the war of 1812, victory was won. Abraham Lincoln declared several days during the American Civil War. But a most notable one was March 30th, 1863. During the Civil War, he called for National Day of Humiliation, Fasting and Prayer. And it's on record that America would have been torn into pieces. You wouldn't have been talking of the United States of America right now. But that happened because a man stood and held the nation together by the force of prayer. There was a great fire in England in the year of 1666. But the King Charles II of England called for a day of fasting and prayer. King Charles in 1666 to change the tide, to arrest that climate that was bringing devastation to the land. Beloved, there is power in prayer. Forget that America and Britain today are doing all manner of liberalism and secular humanistic things and legalizing perversion and so on. That was not how they started. Their founding fathers and their strength laid in the foundation of prayer that they prayed. Am I communicating at all? I prophesy to somebody here today, prayer is about to change everything about your life and change everything about your family. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Number 10, right? What is the profit of the life of prayer? Number 10 is existence. As God's confident and representative in the earth. When you pray, when you know how to pray, you become a... Okay, let me say it this way. First, that is existence as God's confident and representative in the earth. What is the meaning? People of prayer have access to secrets that God shares with no one. They have access to secrets that God won't share with others. God confides in them. God tells them things that are close to his heart. That was what he did to Abraham in Genesis 19:27. He said, alright, no, I'll quote that later. Genesis 18:17. He said, and the Lord said, all the way to verse 19, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 19. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Somebody say a loud amen. God confides in prayer people. Secondly, people of prayer have the capacity,
both to speak and act on the behalf of God in their generation. They have the capacity to act. God delegates authority to them. They have the capacity both to act and to speak on the behalf of God in their generation. When they have spoken, God does not need to speak, because God already delegated his capacity to speak for that moment upon them. First Kings chapter 19 and in verse 1. The Bible said, First Kings 17 and in verse 1. First Kings 17 and in verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. Elijah was a man of like passion, and he prayed. This man of prayer was issuing a command on the whole nation. And he said it will happen according to his word, not according to the word of God, because God's word has become his word. He had interacted with God to a point where God has entrusted him to speak on his behalf. There are people seated here today, in a short time to come, after you have spoken in your family, God does not need to say anything anymore, because you are speaking on the behalf of God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Many times we have spoken about things that we see afar. Many don't see it. They argue very blindly and sentimentally and myopically, and then walk into disaster. Not once, not twice, not thrice, not four times, not five. Plenty times. Because God gives you the capacity to see matters ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. And the truth of the matter is, those that God gives such capacity to see the things are hardly affected by the issues. Sila. We leave the interpretation of it for another day. To speak on his behalf. And finally, dividend of prayer number 11. Is the privilege of open heavens. People of prayer are people who command the privilege of open heavens. Heaven is practically and perpetually open over their lives. Luke chapter 3 and in verse 21 to 22, the Bible said, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. The privilege of open heaven. Everybody was being baptized, but there was only one person that was being baptized and praying. It wasn't the baptism that opened the heavens. Otherwise, the heavens would have been open for everybody else. But he did something in addition to the baptism. He was praying. And the heaven was open, not generally, but unto him. Hallelujah. The privilege of carrying the climate of heaven. And secondly, of be part. People of prayer have the privilege of the ears and eyes of God open unto them. Not only are the heavens open, but the eyes of God are open. And the ears of God are opened unto them. Psalm 34 and in verse 15.
The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. In 2 Chronicles, where we earlier on read, chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, ears open to hear, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Are you interested in positively influencing your generation? Are you interested in becoming a tool in the hands of God, to be a confidant of God, and to act on the behalf of God? Are you interested in open heavens? I welcome you to the life of prayer. Conclusion is, proceed in prayer with the fullness of light. Don't pray aimlessly. Pray like you know you are changing your generation. Pray like you know you are a representative of God in your generation. Pray like you know that the heavens are guaranteed opened. Pray with light, fullness of light, and results are guaranteed. Somebody say aloud, amen. Is there anybody here ready to pray for 15 minutes? We'll take each of those points and blast them for 5 minutes. Praying that God will help me to change my generation positively. Praying that God will help me to exist as his voice, to share with me what he does not share with others. Praying that the heavens will be open. Among all the other things we mentioned before, if you are ready for that, stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of praise. Loudest shout of praise. Loudest shout of praise. If you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, when it is time to pray, open your mouth and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Isaiah 59 and in verse 19, the Bible said, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. We're about to release the flood of the spirit against every standard of darkness, and they shall be collapsing. Victory in battle was one of the things we saw in the last service. Any area where there is war or battle in your life, you are going to collapse it right now. Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
All right, we have 11 points. We can just go from the first and maybe a minute per point, and then move to the next until you settle at the last 3 points. Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father,
I come before you today. In the name of Jesus. I come before you today. In the name of Jesus. I come before you today. I receive your help. I receive your mercy. I receive your grace. I just saw hashtag deep. If God can raise it, then he can heal the living. I think these are things that we should just endeavor to push out officially so it doesn't go ahead. All right. Lift up your hands one more time and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today
to receive
fresh grace,
and fresh fire
of prayer.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive
the release
of the flow
of the Holy Spirit,
the flood
of the Spirit,
rivers
of living water
to collapse
every battle
around my life,
every agenda
of darkness.
I receive
now.
Lift your hands and say,
and then at the count of three,
in the name of Jesus,
1, 2, 3,
you scream, I receive,
and then you begin to blast it.
Just when I say, in the name of Jesus,
receive the flow of the Holy Ghost,
in the name of Jesus,
1, 2, 3,
I receive.
Are you ready?
Lift your hands. Receive the flow of the Holy Spirit. Receive the flow of the Holy Spirit. Receive the flow, fresh flow of the Holy Spirit. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. I receive. Open your mouth and pray. Lift your voice. Pray.
Pray. I receive the grace to influence territories. Grace to influence territories. Grace to influence territories. Grace to influence territories. Malayana Harari. Let Parana Ganada. Let Paraganada. Parana Ganada. Let Paragadia to Ramanagarada. In Jesus' name.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. I see yokes breaking, chains. Hey! I see fresh fire falling. Fresh grace, fresh oil. That's right. That's right.
Lift your hands high, make it kada yada yada, ikada yada yada hala yada hara kada. Leperete sine golara kasa yada, lete sete fete sete galala. Let it fire from the throne, let it flow. Oh. Let it fire from the throne. It's your everywhere you are. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream the loudest, amen. You scream the loudest, I receive. Receive victory right now. Receive freedom, receive deliverance. I see lower back conditions being healed, lumbar spondylosis. I see unclean spirits running. The spirit of death is broken. Barrenness is dying right now. Ancestral curses are being broken right now. Let your hands high when I say the name of Jesus. At the top of your voice, you scream, I receive. And you place the hand on your head. I'm clapping tongue for 1 minute long. Father, let something drop. Surely there is an end. And the expectation of the people shall not be cut off. Let something drop. Let the fire flow. Let grace flow. Let help flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. I receive, 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 Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Wave your hands and honor him. Adore him. Something happened just now. And I want somebody to give him a 60 seconds shout, clap, shout, leap of victory. If there is space to run, you can't. Shout to the Lord with a voice of prayer. Hey!
Oh, oh Lord, we must be found. You have won.
clap it louder, shout out, pray. Let me shake the hands of 7 people, tell them congratulations. The battle is won. Congratulations. Congratulations for victory. Congratulations.
Hallelujah.